of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
All right, good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, December 16th, 2019. I'm your presenter, and here are the headlines. Senior Attorney at Law Henry Babs Dyer is pleased with a ruling of the CCJ on a landmark decision governing squatters' rights in Dominica. The VI fire service on the island of St. John will bring back a STJ holiday party tradition that had fallen by the wayside, which is essentially hosting Christmas parties for children and adults. And a minute's silence has been observed in New Zealand, marking 1 week since the deadly eruption of White Island volcano, which has reportedly claimed 16 lives, with two persons still listed as missing. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be right back in a flash.
This holiday season, it's the perfect time of the year to spend with the ones you love and show them exactly how you feel. Making the most of the season. So where do you find all you need to make this season the best one ever? It's Quartz, actually. Bringing value home.
Welcome back to the evening news. The Commonwealth of Dominica is often referred to in the courts as a peasantry-based society. And according to Senior Attorney at Law Henry Babs Dyer, Dominica was the beneficiary of a landmark decision, re-squatters' rights, which was supported in a ruling by the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ. The judgment was handed down on Thursday, 28th November 2019. Dyer told Q95 FM Today that he was pleased with the ruling and revealed that the High Court and Court of Appeal was against the rights of the squatters before the matter was taken to the CCJ, which is the Supreme Court in Dominica's jurisdiction.
In all this election fever, there was a very important landmark decision concerning squatters' rights. And Dominica being a peasantry society, that decision was very important for Dominica. The High Court went against the squatter. The Court of Appeal, when it was appealed, went against the squatter. The CCJ last 2 weeks there ruled in favor of the squatter, our highest court. And it's a landmark decision.
Senior Attorney at Law Henry Babs Dyer. Political leader Lennox Linton says the United Workers Party is the only legitimate party selected to represent the people because they were not involved in cheating and bribery, even as DLP calls for them to quit court challenges. Linton says Team Dominica contested the election in full compliance with the constitutional rule of law. Consequently, it would mean that there are 18 seats occupied by thieves in the government, according to him, who are invalid members of the parliament.
The Salisbury MP, Danny Lugay, the Rosenworth MP, and myself, the MP for Maryland, we contested, along with 18 other candidates of United Workers Party Team Dominica, and in 18 constituencies, they succeeded in stealing the election. They did not succeed in these three constituencies. But we were not involved in the cheating. We were not involved in the bribery. We were not involved in the stealing. We contested the election in full compliance with the constitutional rule of law. That makes us the only three legitimate, lawfully elected members of the Parliament of the Commonwealth of Dominica. But the Parliament of the Commonwealth of Dominica has 21 seats. It means that you have 18 seats occupied by thieves. 18 seats occupied by people who were not validly elected to be in the Parliament and therefore are invalid members of the Parliament.
United Workers' Party leader Lennox Linton. Meantime, Attorney General Levi Peter, on behalf of the DLP administration, is calling on United Workers' Party Team Dominica to quit the propagation on the idea of elections being stolen and to team up with the leader of the Dominica Labour Party, Roosevelt Skerrit. Levi Peter insists that the elections were free and fair and reflects the will of the people, and he says the fact that the opposition is insisting the elections were stolen is disheartening.
Those observer missions have declared that the election reflects the will of the people, and yet they have been accused of all sorts of improper actions. That's a bit disheartening, because what I would have thought is that the election result and the reports of the various missions gave us as a people an opportunity in Dominica to turn a new leaf. And if we do not change track, in particular if the opposition forces do not change track quite rapidly, it will sadly be an opportunity lost. What I would humbly suggest is that the opposition forces should be taking up the Prime Minister in the indication that he gave in his address on his swearing in, that he intended to engage with the Honourable Leader of the Opposition towards seeking to secure appropriate electoral reforms and other actions that would be to the benefit of Dominica. And I would strongly urge that be pursued. At least give that an opportunity. And if that fails, then maybe you may be more justified to take alternative measures. But in the current circumstance, where you have such an emphatic victory, to use all sorts of slurs, innuendos, accusations and allegations against individuals and organizations, totally unsupported by any credible evidence, is not in the best interest of Dominica. And I would strongly urge that those engaging in that behavior desist.
Dominica's Attorney General, Levi Peter. Community Engagement Officer at the International Organization for Migration, IOM, Maxine Allen Esprit, advises Dominican videographers and video directors to engage the International Organization for Migration in hopes of creating a masterpiece about migration on film to be recognized and aired across over 100 countries in IOM's annual Global Migration Film Festival. This festival occurs on 18th December each year and highlights International Migration Day, as Esprit spoke to Q95 News over the weekend.
Film is a medium, you could buy a film. Why do a film screening in recognition of International Migrants Day? Well, film used to be a medium that exposes us to different people's perspectives and their experiences, and it can be a good base for discussion, for beginning a discussion, critical discussion. And meant that at the same time it's education, and so we are happy to use that. I would also like to see personally, and I think the IOM Dominica team would also like to see that maybe in the future we have a Dominican film being submitted for the festival and being accepted and being aired across the Global Migration Film Festival. So we will also be inviting some of the Virgin and Morris filmmakers here. And we hope that is an output that we can also get in the future, that the Dominica migration story, rest of the world.
You've just heard statements from Community Engagement Officer at the International Organization for Migration, Maxine Allen Esprit. Achievement Learning Center Director Beverly LeBlanc hopes a faculty instructor who recently completed a family service counselor course will hopefully help bridge any existing or potential gaps between parents and the institution.
We had quite an interesting year. A lot of our teachers were able to participate in workshops. We went to Barbados. We had teachers doing workshops with other organizations. We just had one of our teachers just completed an online training, which will help us to better able to serve the parents in terms of not as a trained counselor, but at least to provide support in terms of their well-being. Because a lot of times, the parents themselves go through the challenges in working with children with special needs, and they need that emotional support. Yes. So this is basically, she just completed, as a matter of fact, she got a certification yesterday, and then um So she got a certification yesterday, which will better equip her to provide the kind of emotional support that the children need. The family service counselor, she just completed her certification, not as a counselor, so she's not a trained counselor, but in terms of wellness, emotional wellness and stuff like that, so she can at least provide the support.
Achievement Learning Center Director Beverly LeBlanc. British Honorary Council in the Commonwealth of Dominica, Head of Lifeline Ministries and Social Worker Tina Alexander is encouraging Dominicans to log on to her organization's website, which can be located at www.lifelinedominica.org, which will provide them with a one-stop portal for getting help in issues of a psychosocial nature. Alexander believes the time has come for social workers to enhance aid to victims in need in Dominica. She says this portal is a step in the right direction. She spoke to Q95 News on 16th December 2019.
That's correct. It's got details of all the activities that we've been doing, but I wanted it to be more of a resource for people who are providing support around the country. You know, about 500 people have been trained post Maria in providing psychological first aid, and yet there's no central point for them to have resources and support when they're actually helping people. So that's the plan.
British Honorary Council in the Commonwealth of Dominica, Head of Lifeline Ministries and Social Worker Tina Alexander. You're listening to Q95 News. Dominica will join the rest of the world in celebrating International Migrants Day on Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, and with a film screening. Migrants Day is an initiative of the United Nations through its Office on Migration. Maxine Allen Esprey is Local Communication and Community Engagement Officer of the United Nations International Organization for Migration. Allen Esprey says this is the first time that Dominica will be participating in the Global Migration Film Festival, and we are doing just the one-day activity on the actual International Migrants Day. We are hosting a free screening of the film One Way Ticket. It will be shown at the Emerald Movies in Roseau from 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and we expect to be there until maybe 1 p.m. Following the screening of the film, the floor will be open for discussion on the issue of migration. Allen Esprey says migration is not limited to moving to another country, but even within a country, the needs of people moving from one point to another is important. She affirmed, "We are also a migrant society, and that is one of the things that we see. The Caribbean is made up of migrant societies. Our societies are based on migration. We came here from other places, and we also leave here often and go to other places. So this is just an attempt to bring some attention to migration and to open up a discussion. We also would like to invite any members of the public who are interested in the discussion about migration or would like to participate in that discussion to come as well." Again, the viewing and discussion is on Wednesday, 18th December at the Emerald Cinema from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is Q95 News. A Dominica Labour Party thank you rally carded for December 21st, 2019 at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium is set to be clashing with the annual Cathedral pre-Christmas dinner of the Catholic Church. This rally is pursuant to the controversial 18-3 seat win for the DLP at the December 6, 2019 polls. However, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says this event is open to all citizens.
Obviously, everybody knows that we'll be having this swearing-in ceremony for the new cabinet on Tuesday at 5 p.m. at the stadium. It is a public event for all Dominicans to attend and to be part of. And the following weekend, which is Saturday, the 21st, the Dominican Labour Party will be having national thank you meeting, rally, and that will be at the Windsor Park, where it's an opportunity to express our gratitude and thanks, first of all, to the Lord, and secondly, to the people who would have voted for us and who would have worked and toiled in the vineyard over an extended period of time to assure the victory of the Dominican Labour Party. And so we'll have that opportunity where it'll be largely a social activity, a family gathering. We can reminisce on the campaign. And so we look forward to this, the 21st, the evening of 21st of December. We're eternally grateful to so many volunteers, so many people who worked in various levels during the campaign and worked very diligently. So we're very grateful for that.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says there will be greater focus on making life easier for persons living with disabilities in Dominica.
You know, we in our manifesto indicated that we would like to build a dynamic Dominica. And of course, our overarching vision of building a resilient nation. There are a number of very exciting things. Obviously, there'll be some new focus too, in terms of various groupings within the society. For example, when you look at people with disabilities, Dominicans living with disabilities, while we have done quite a bit in terms of conventions and programs, I believe that the country needs to bring into focus the issues confronting people with disabilities and what new policies and programs and legislation are going to put in place to ensure that these people can live fulfilling lives, notwithstanding their physical disability. And so in the ministries and portfolio, you will see a sharper focus.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Garrett. Jason Vidal claimed impressive match figures of 8 wickets for 7 runs from 9.4 overs to steer Dominica under 15 to a 6-wicket win over host country St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the 2019 Winlot Inc. WICBC under 15 cricket opener. Dominica under 15 won the toss and chose to bowl. They restricted St. Vincent to 79 all out in 28.4 overs. Cody Grant 25 and Sam Burke 13, the only two batsmen in double figures for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Jason Vidal was by far Dominica's best bowler on that day with 8 wickets and Darren Tousey 2 for 16 from 5 overs. Dominica, in reply, found themselves in some hot water. They were 2 down for 4 runs after 2 overs, losing captain Stefan Pascal for Duck and then Ursinho Fontaine also for Duck after facing 10 balls. But the Dominica team eased their way back into the match with Keyshawn Vivil smashing 5 fours in his 66 ball 27, with support coming from Jason Vidal, who scored 13, Amil Gilbert getting 7, and Jolani Joseph getting 5. Dominica reaching their target in the 21st over. The final scores: St. Vincent and the Grenadines under 15 scoring 79 all out in 28.4 overs. Dominica under 15, 81 for 4 in 21 overs. The Dominica under 15 team winning by 6 wickets. In more news, the VI Fire Service on St. John will bring back a STJ holiday party tradition that had fallen by the wayside, which is essentially hosting Christmas parties for children and adults. The children's party will be held from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Friday, December 20th. The adults' party will begin at 6 p.m. Sunday, December 22nd. Both events will be held in Cruise Bay in front of the fire service trailers next to the Division of Motor Vehicles Inspection Lane. Clarence Stevenson, Deputy Fire Chief for St. John, has been planning the children's party for months with Stan Anderson, who launched the Tracy Anderson Foundation to honor his wife after she died in November 2018. Last year, Anderson and his daughter, Marley Anderson, donated 100 basketballs to the kids at the Pine Peace Basketball Court in Tracy's memory. As December approached, Stevenson began worrying about not having enough toys to give out at the party when he received a phone call from Dominic de Dominicis. De Dominicis is superintendent of Hogland Virgin Islands LLC, one of the companies that has been involved in restoring the territory's electrical grid since October 2017. A bit of Christmas cheer for St. John's. This is Q95 News. A minute's silence has been observed in New Zealand, marking 1 week since the deadly eruption of White Island volcano, which has reportedly claimed 16 lives. The tribute was held at 3:11 local time, the exact moment of this eruption. 16 deaths have been confirmed, while 2 bodies are still missing, believed to be in the water of the island. About 20 people remain in intensive care with severe burns. Relatives of some of the victims observed the silence on a police boat near the island, local media reported. On social media, some New Zealand locals said drivers pulled their cars over to pay their respects. Of course, our prayers are with the families in New Zealand at this time. That concludes the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Senior Attorney at Law Henry Babs Dyer is pleased with a ruling of the CCJ on a landmark decision governing squatters' rights in Dominica. The Virgin Islands Fire Service on the island of St. John will bring back a STJ holiday party tradition that had fallen by the wayside, which is essentially hosting Christmas parties for children and adults. And a minute's silence has been observed in New Zealand, marking 1 week since the deadly eruption of White Island volcano, which has reportedly claimed 16 lives, with two persons still listed as missing. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Of the hour news as it happens when